the big Joplin tornado that occurred was, I guess, one of the top two worst tornadoes in the history of the United States. Occurred here in Joplin back in May 22nd of 2011. 7,000 homes were destroyed. We buried 161 of our neighbors. If I talk about it, I'm sitting here in my office and my lip will start bouncing. It's the worst thing I've ever gone through in my life. I held mamas that lost two babies and lost a husband. Mamas that lost teenage sons. I watched families with no houses. Just, we had 300 families in our church that lost their houses. It's the worst thing I've ever gone through, bar none. And here's the thing that doesn't make sense. It's also the best thing I've ever gone through, and those two do not touch. I don't jump. I don't want anybody to jump ahead of me. They do not touch. I know that. It can never be the best thing, and yet it is. And here's why: because I was blown away at the kindness of people. Joplin was restored for the most part because Christians came and stood with us. We were sometimes coordinating 5,000 and 6,000 volunteers a day out of our building for months. I'd get there at 5:30 in the morning, and the line of people willing to help us would not only encircle the building, but it would go all around our entire parking lot. We became a Walmart. Yeah. We became a Walmart within 24 to 48 hours with supplies. And the kindness of people, if I could build any statue to remember the past, I think what I would probably build is something that said the kindness of neighbors. And so the tornado was absolutely horrible. I could wipe tears here if I let myself. And the kindness of people redeemed it. It redeemed it in ways that I just can't articulate how grateful I am. So yeah, tornadoes and grace, they go together.